pray. Father God, I just thank you for your faithfulness, Lord. I just thank you, Father God, that you're speaking into our lives today, Lord God. I thank you that you just take this word and that you divinely direct it into every person's life where they are at right now, Lord God. Help us to realize, Father God, that you are with us, that you are for us, Lord God, and that you've got us. And so, Father, I thank you, Holy Spirit, that you are teaching us. Teach through me today. Flow through me today. Speak through me today. Those things you desire to speak into people's lives. I thank you, Father, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, for you've anointed me to preach the gospel. And I thank you, Father God, that it'll speak to every heart with power and Father God, conviction. And it'll just be received, Father God, with love and knowing, Father God, that you are always growing us to be better, to be stronger, to be more like you. And I thank you, Holy Spirit, for revelation, understanding, grace deposits, truth impartations into people's lives in Jesus' name. And everybody said?
Amen.
Amen. So, I just want to say, moms, you are loved, you are valuable, and you are mighty. Grandmas, mothers-to-be, whether you have been a mother, are a mother still, going to be a mother, desire to be a mother, or are mothering somebody, even spiritually mentoring in some degree, or nurturing, you are mighty. Mighty in God, amen? And you've got this. Hallelujah. So, go ahead and look at Proverbs with me real quick. You know, we talk about, a lot of times, you know, the Proverbs 31 woman, or they say the virtuous woman, is talked about. And as women, we look up to this virtuous woman in Proverbs 31. She's like our role model because, man, she just did it all, right? we read about her and we're like, oh, my gosh, how did she do all that stuff? How can she be all that, you know? But... and sometimes we can feel like she is, well, she's perfect, but that's not the case. She wasn't perfect, but she did this one thing right, which led to everything else being right. Amen? So we're going to look at the Proverbs 31 woman for just a moment. But I'm not going to go through everything that this chapter, you can go back and look at it, but there's specific things I wanted to just point out. In verse 26 through 31, it says, when she speaks, her words are wise, and she gives instructions with kindness. She carefully watches everything in her household. So just remember this, moms. When she speaks, her words are wise, and she gives instructions with kindness. Amen? She speaks the truth in love, so to speak. She carefully watches everything in her household and suffers nothing from laziness. 28, her children stand up and bless her. Her husband praises her. There are many virtuous and capable women in the world, but you surpass them all as a virtuous woman. That's my little added there. Verse 30, charm is deceptive and beauty does not last, but a woman who fears the Lord will be greatly praised. Reward her for all she has done. Let her deeds publicly declare her praise. So that in verse 30 is the one I want to look at. Charm is deceptive and beauty does not last. But a woman who fears the Lord, a woman who fears the Lord will be greatly praised. That word there, fears the Lord, it means to reverently worship, obey, serving and trusting him with awe-filled respect. When we look to God as our source, that woman is the one who's fearing the Lord. The most important trait of this Proverbs 31 woman, this virtuous woman, is her unwavering relationship with God. Because that's what enabled her to do everything else that you see in that chapter. Amen? It was her unwavering relationship with God. It wasn't her job title. It wasn't her marital status. It wasn't her mothering skills or her social clout. It was her relationship with God. So, moms, yes, you are called to do amazing things, to be strong and courageous, to be loving and generous, to be confident and full of wisdom. But above all else, you are called to an intimate relationship with Christ Jesus. Amen? And from that relationship with God, with that relationship with Christ, out of that flows the Proverbs 31 woman. Out of that flows the mighty woman of God you are called to be. Moms, what you need is to know this today. You need to know that you are called to do this. You weren't here by mistake. Don't worry about feeling qualified enough. God will equip you. It's up to you to seek after what he's called you to do in being a mother. Amen. Hebrews 13, 21. Let's look at that real quick. Hebrews 13, 21 says this. May he equip you with all you need for doing his will. May he produce in you. May he produce in you. It's a process. Producing is a process. Amen. May he produce in you through the power of Jesus Christ every good thing that is pleasing to him. All glory to him forever and ever. Amen. Hallelujah. So he produces in you. He equips you to do what you have been called to do as a grandmother, as a mother. Come on. As somebody a part of helping somebody raise their kids. God equips you to do that. Proverbs 22:6 says in the Passion Translation, dedicate your children to God and point them in the way that they should go. And the values they've learned from you will be with them for life. Amen. Moms, remember this is a process. It takes years. Parenting isn't a one-day thing. It's not a month thing. It is a process. Parenting is a lifetime commitment. So we can't get discouraged if one day or one week or even a month, man, it seems like it doesn't go well. We can't get discouraged. We got to realize it's a lifetime commitment and a process. We've got to remember God equips those he calls. So we are called. We have what it takes to raise our kids. Amen. The enemy, however, knows this. And he wants to try and steal your joy and your happiness in this process. You know, 2 Corinthians 2:11, it says that we are familiar with his schemes. We're not, it says to be familiar with his schemes and not ignorant. That's the New King's Translation, I think, says that. But I have up there the New Living, and it says that we are familiar with his schemes. So we're not going to be tricked up. We're not going to be tricked by his devices, right? So with that, if we know the schemes of the enemy, we won't be easily tricked, right? So we're going to go over some areas that the enemy uses to steal our joy and happiness. Now, this can be applied to everyone. So men, listen up. He can use this with you too, all right? These areas right here, the enemy tries to use to steal our joy and happiness. Okay, so the one thing he tries to do is convince us that it's our right to be offended. You know, that mom down the street, she, you know, talked to my kids wrong, or that academic mom made my kid look stupid or made me feel stupid as a mom. I don't know what I'm doing, so to speak. It doesn't matter what the case is. I don't care how she looked at you, what they said, what doesn't matter. We have to lose our right to be offended. See, society today has become easily offended. Am I right, church? Come on. We've lost the ability to turn the other cheek. And instead, we feel the need to personally right every perceived wrong committed against us. And that's the opposite of God. His love is not easily offended. See, so we got to say no to what society's trying to teach us or this generation, and say yes to God's way. We will not be easily offended. We're not going to be easily offended. In fact, we're going to give up our right to be offended. In return, He will give you peace as you trust him. Amen? He will give you peace as you trust him. He will be your defense in life. So trust him to defend you. Don't feel like you've got to make, you know, every little thing that's something that we perceive as not right, that we've got to make it right. No. Look to God. Say, God, I don't know what that was about, but I trust you. I'm not going to be offended. I'm not going to be offended. I trust you. You're my defense. And I trust you. Even if you're defended for your kids' sake, no. They'll say, no, I give my kids to you, God. They're going to have to learn this. I'm going to have to show them that they can't be easily offended. Amen? We got to toughen them up. We can't just pamper them. And they got to know that it's, you know, I mean, still speak the truth in love. Love on them. Be there for them. But then let them know, hey, give it to God. Give it to God. Amen? In Psalms 34:7. Uh, It says, "For the angel of the Lord is a guard, and he surrounds and defends all who fear him." All who have a respect and an honor and an awe of the Lord. Okay? The angel of the Lord guards and surrounds and defends all those who basically have a relationship with the Lord, who are, you know, stand in awe of their God. Amen? Hallelujah. And then in Psalms 106:8, I'm not going to turn there, but it references that that he defends those. He defends those with because he honors his name. He defends those because he wants to honor his name. Amen? All right. Then the second thing that enemy tries to do with us to steal our joy, our happiness, is he gets us to compare ourselves with other moms, with other people, with the coworker, you know. He tries to get us to compare ourselves, and we can't do that. We are all made differently and unique, amen, with different skills, personalities, and traits that God can use for our good and for his glory. But we're all different, so we can't compare ourselves. That's absurd, trying to compare a totally different thing. That's like comparing a fish, you know, with a bird, so to speak. I mean, they live in different elements. They have different abilities. You see what I'm saying? I mean, that's just not fair. So we cannot do that. We cannot do that because God has created us different. We're going to mother differently and with our characteristics and our personalities. We're gonna work differently. We can still get the job done, but it's going to look different. You see what I'm saying? So we cannot compare ourselves with others. He doesn't compare you to anyone else. God doesn't do that. And if God doesn't do that, we can't do that. Amen? No one is better. God is no respecter of persons. So we as people cannot compare ourselves to other people. Moms, you can't compare yourself to other moms. Amen? Grandmas, you can't compare yourself. So we got to consider this. Comparison only leads to one of two things. Pride is believing that you are better than others, or low self-esteem, falsely believing that others are better than you. Mm-mm. Neither one of those are right. Neither one of those are accurate. It's not beneficial thinking to allow the enemy to get you to think that way. Amen? In fact, when we choose to compare instead of congratulate or compliment somebody on who they are, maybe they do something better than you. Compliment them. You know, don't compare and go, oh, they do that so well and I don't. You're going to have things that they're probably going, wow, man, I wish I could do that. So stop it. Just compliment. Compliment them. Amen? Congratulate them on their success. Because if we don't do that, then it opens the door for jealousy and envy. And we don't want that. That's the enemy, right? Okay. So remember, no one in the whole world can do a better job at being you than you. Come on. Then the third area that the enemy tries to steal our joy and our happiness, as moms especially, as assuming the worst. But you know what? The love of God doesn't assume the worst. The love of God believes the best. Amen? Human nature automatically assumes the worst in others. That's the human nature. But we're pushing down the human nature. Amen? And we're exalting the nature of God in our lives. Amen? So if we assume the best in others, we will treat them well and we'll encourage them. But if we assume the worst, what happens is our heart becomes bitter towards them and life. And then that affects how we see things and how we can do things for the glory of God. Amen. Romans 5:8. Let's look at Romans. It says this. And this hope will not to lead to disappointment. Oh, wait, I'm in Romans 5:5. Sorry. Okay, 5:8, sorry. But God showed his great love for us by sending Christ to die for us and then stopped because he saw how terrible we were. Or he said, oh, you don't understand, God. They are going to mess up. They're going to do this and they're going to do that. No, he didn't do that, did he? No, he believed the best in us. Therefore, he still went to the cross, even while we were still sinners. He believed that there was going to be people that we're going to receive this gospel message. He believed the best, amen, in humanity. Am I right, church? Come on. So that's the character of Christ. So if he does it, we need to be that way. Love compelled him to believe the best. So love should compel us to believe the best. And those that we're around, those in our families, those our children, we need to believe the best. Amen? We need to believe the best in our spouses. Not assume the worst, but assume the best. Ralph Waldo Emerson once said, "Treat a person as he is, and they will remain as they are. Treat a person as they could be, and they will become what they should be." Come on. That's faith speaking right there. Amen? Faith speaking. So moms, no matter what your kids look like, and I have been tested on that, we all will be tested. Believe the best. Amen? That he is working it all for good. And then the fourth area the enemy tries to steal our joy or happiness with is unmet expectations. Come on. Unmet expectations. You know, I heard this once said that unmet expectations are the root of all heartache. But that wasn't maybe a godly person, because unmet expectations in people and circumstances, yes, is the root of all heartache. But expectation in God as your source, that's a different story. So, but this is what we do. We have expectations in people and in circumstances to be what we want it to be. And that's where heartache comes in. But if we have our expectation in God in these situations, it'll work out for good. Amen? It'll work out for good. So, we make a huge mistake believing that other people or circumstances, that they have the power to make us whole or happy. That's what we start believing, when truly, that's not the true answer. We tend to forget that although we are imperfect people and we are living in an imperfect world, we expect perfection. I don't know where we get that. But we got to change the way we think. Amen? Problems arise when we start looking to anyone or anything else other than God to fulfill our needs. Amen? When we start looking to people or circumstances to fulfill our needs, and we expect more from them than from God, problems are going to arise. Okay? Ephesians 3:20. Ephesians 3:20 says this. Oh man, I went way past it. I'm getting there. Now all glory to God, who is able through his mighty power at work within us to accomplish infinitely more than we might ask or think. Woo, come on. See, if we look to God as our source, he is able, amen, through us, in us and through us, to do exceedingly more than we could ask or think. So we got to look to him. We got to have our expectation in him. Amen. Let's refuse to allow unmet expectation to rob us of our joy, because the best, come on, moms, the best is yet to come. Come on, church, the best is yet to come. Amen. So we got to look to him. He's got to be our expectation. And remember, moms, you are called. Because you are called to do this mom thing, God has equipped you with all the resources, all the mind, all the intellect, all the strength, all the know-how that you need. Amen? And remember this, he is equipped you with such influence. That is a big one for moms. We have such influence in these lives, in these little spirits that we are taking care of. Don't take it lightly, okay? But even though sometimes it seems that no one is listening, if you've been there before, no one's listening to you, they're not paying attention to you, that is not the case. Your work is not in vain. Teaching and training our children is like planting a seed, okay? And seeds don't sprout overnight, you know? There's a lot of work that's going on underneath, amen? When you plant something, you don't see it for days and, you know, days sometimes, depending on what you're planting. And then finally you see a little sprout. You don't see all the work that's going on underneath. So don't get discouraged, moms, because there's things going on underneath in them that God is working in them. Amen? And so besides our words that we speak to them, our actions are a part of our influence. We don't have to be the perfect mom to be a good example for our kids. Amen? As moms, we will mess up. We will make mistakes. But I'm going to tell you right now, we will set the example by getting back up, repenting, moving forward. Right there, we're going to teach our kids, even then, how we're to act when we make mistakes and if we mess up. Amen? So how we mess up is going to teach our kids. How we move forward after we mess up or make mistakes is going to teach our kids how to move forward in life. Because they're going to mess up. They're going to make mistakes. Amen? So it's simply we get back up, we repent, we move forward, we cast our care on the Lord, help him to teach us, and we have to show that to our kids. Hallelujah. And then last thing that I want to encourage moms with is you need a little you time. You need you time. You need some me time. And you've got to schedule it. Amen? No one is going to schedule this for you. You need that time for yourself where you can recharge, you can refresh, you can refocus. Amen? If we aren't taking care of recharging ourselves, moms, we can't take proper care of our families or those we love. We get drained, and then we just get to that point like, I don't even care. Just go. Go. Just be gone with you. Yeah. You know, we've all been there.
No idea what you're talking about.
Yeah. No idea. Yes, especially the more you have, I'm sure. It's just like a whirlwind. Yeah. You're not dead. Good. You survived. Great. Praise God. You're breathing? Yes. You got a pulse? Great. You're fine. Because we can get drained. We can get tired. And so important. So make that a priority. And I thank God for fathers and husbands that see that and know that, that they would make sure that they get that when they come to them and say, I just need a break. And they say, you know what? Okay, no problem. Because it's so important. If you have nothing to give, you're not going to give it, right? So it's really important. And it's also important, moms, to spend time with your husbands, and spend time fellowshipping with them and making sure that relationship is good. Or spending time, if you're a single mom, spending time with those that can encourage you and speak life into you. Amen? And so all these things are so important. And then you may stand up if you'd like. Remember, there aren't perfect moms, but there are strong ones. Amen? We are strong in the Lord and the power of his might. We can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. So no matter how many times you have to put that kid in time out, no matter how many times you have to swat him once or twice, and they keep repeating it, this too shall pass. You can do all things through Christ who strengthens you and empowers you. So just remember, if we make mistakes, you're not going to get it perfect, Mom. You're not going to get it perfect. But if we make mistakes, God forgives, he restores, and he redeems. Amen? So you and God, moms, you and God, you got this. So just be encouraged. Keep praying. Keep loving. Keep seeking resources. Keep seeking advice, godly, good advice, and moms that have gone the way before you, So just know and be not ignorant of the enemy's devices. Be familiar with his schemes and don't let him steal your joy. People of God, I'm saying not just moms, but, body of Christ, don't let the enemy steal your joy. Don't let him steal your happiness. Amen? Glory to God. So with that, moms, I want you to come up here. I'm going to have Amy come up. And I just want to give you something, moms. Come up in the front.